This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Three gun bills clear Colorado House as Republicans decry curtailed debate. Three firearms bills passed their second reading in the Colorado House on March 19, with Republicans alleging that Democrat leaders scheduled the votes to minimize opposition and compress debate time. All three measures are scheduled for third reading and final House passage on March 20. The bills are Senate Bill 26W04, which expands who may petition for an extreme risk protection order under Colorado's red flag law, Senate Bill 26W43, which restricts firearm barrel sales to federally licensed dealers, and House Bill 26WW6, which imposes new record-keeping, security, and training mandates on firearms dealers. Red flag expansion adds schools and hospitals as petitioners. Senate Bill 26004, sponsored by Senator Tom Sullivan and Senator Julie Gonzalez, adds healthcare facilities, behavioral health treatment centers, K-12 schools, and colleges to the list of institutions that may petition a court to temporarily remove firearms from someone deemed a danger. The bill passed the Senate 20-13 in February and cleared the House Committee 8-3 on March 2. Three Republican floor amendments were defeated during second reading, with the closest failing 31-32. Barrel sales restricted to licensed dealers. Senate Bill 26043, also sponsored by Sullivan, requires all firearm barrel sales to go through a federally licensed dealer in an in-person transaction. Dealers must retain sales records for at least 5 years, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation must create a standardized recording form. The Senate passed the bill 19-16. On March 19, four Republican floor amendments failed, with margins ranging from 22 to 40 to 27 to 34. Dealer mandates include surveillance and six-figure fines. House Bill 26-1126, sponsored by Representative Emily C. Rotu and Representative Stephen Woodrow, expands record-keeping requirements to all firearm retail transactions, mandates physical security measures including secured entry, interior lighting, and video surveillance systems, and authorizes penalties up to $100,000 for repeated violations. The bill cleared its House Committee 8-3 on March 2. Republicans say process suppressed testimony. Teddy Collins, owner of Spartan Defense in Colorado Springs and a candidate for Senate District 4, told The Kim Monson Show that the bills were placed on the schedule late the night before so that no one would notice and so that it was hard to organize people to show up and testify against. "They also cut our testimony time down from 3 hours to 2 hours, ending testimony, cutting people off literally where they were waiting there to testify and had come down to spend their day there and were not able to," Collins said. Representative Brandi Bradley said the House spent 13 hours debating the three bills, with time allocated per measure, 3 hours for the first, 3 hours for the second, and 2 hours for the third. "We already have over 30 anti-gun legislation, and that's gotten us the seventh most violent state in the United States," Bradley said. "So these anti-gun bills are doing nothing for the law-abiding citizens but disarming us." Colorado's gun law tally and crime ranking. Colorado passed 12 firearms bills in the 2025 session alone, including Senate Bill 25W03, which bans the sale of specified semi-automatic firearms unless the buyer completes a training and vetting process, taking effect August 1, 2026. Combined with legislation from the 2013, 2019, 2021, 2022, 2023, and 2024 sessions, the state's total exceeds 30. Colorado ranks seventh among states in violent crime, according to 2024 FBI Uniform Crime Reporting data, with a rate of 476.34 incidents per 100,000 residents. Only Alaska, New Mexico, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisiana, and California rank higher among states. The We the Second Colorado Legislative Tracker lists 8 active firearms bills in the 2026 session, with 3 firearms measures already killed in committee. And now, Kim's perspective. When elected representatives schedule votes at the last minute and cut citizens off mid-testimony, they are telling Coloradans that the process is just a formality. These three bills will reach the governor's desk without the full public scrutiny they deserve, and every law-abiding gun owner in this state will feel the consequences. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.